Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
I don't speak Spanish.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worship Brother George Mudger.
And Worship Brother Ken.
Today we're going to be talking about aliens.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I kind of came up with this that we should talk about aliens and kind of, because, I mean, we talk about Masonry a lot, right?
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things Masonry in particular.
Yeah, and sometimes we get repetitive sometimes saying, giving the same information over and over again, and we don't want this to go stagnant.
Yes.
On top of taking 3-week vacations and whatnot from time to time, but it is the summertime. It's the summertime.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something a little different this morning and talk about something completely off the Masonic topic for couple of reasons. One, I mean, a lot of Freemason podcasts, they only wrangle in Freemasons, whereas if we spread our wings a little bit and talk about something else, we can potentially pull people from other areas of expertise
or other galaxies. Make some aliens and Masons.
So today we're going to be talking about what the U.S. government whistleblower recently revealed, which was quite interesting. Did you watch it, Ken?
Yeah, I watched some highlights from it because watching an entire congressional hearing is pretty low on my list of things to do. But I watched like the salient points, and yeah, it was interesting.
Quite interesting. Yes. So we're going to be talking about that. It's a Good Morning, George, in Alabama Black Snake, brothers and others.
No, nice. That was my nickname in college. No, it wasn't.
But first, we got some housekeeping to do. Kenny, you want to lead it first?
Yeah. So over on Instagram, we've got a few new followers. We've got Reese Brandon W. Lewis, MS, PhD. Another doctor following us.
Nice.
I don't know why doctors want to. If you're looking for intellectual discussion, you may want to look elsewhere, my friend.
Maybe they just want to give us head exams.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're just like looking for leads.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ian Matthews, Brett, Sticks, Jude Black, Chewy Mole, Kennedy Omandi, Daragi K, Northside, Joram Makuru, Wesley, Pacifist.
Who I actually spoke to through Instagram.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you know this one. James Angel and Max Carr. Max on the Rocks. Thank you, brothers and friends.
All right. So I lost where I was, but okay, here we go. We're going to do Apple reviews.
All right.
All right. Top show from across the pond, 5-star review. This comes from Midlander in Great Britain. Yeah, I figure out how to actually see 5-star reviews from other countries because Apple doesn't show me.
You schmat.
I'm wicked schmat. Love listening to the podcast, the Freemasons podcast, as it does what it says in the tin. A light-hearted look at the world of Freemasonry with hosts who generally love the fraternity in Masonry worldwide. Thanks, brothers. You are freaking welcome.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
And another 5-star review from Worshipful Brother Lumpy, WB Lumpy.
Oh, I know him.
You do?
He's on Discord now.
Lumpy.
Yeah, wow. He's on Patreon.
Patreon, yeah. That's right. Yeah. 5-star review, great podcast, fairly new to the podcast. Enjoy the banter as well as informative side of the podcast. Well, today's going to be the exception because we're not very well versed in this shit. last
year. Well, maybe you're not.
No. Yeah, you're a robot. You were made by
him. I'm wearing my NASA t-shirt.
Are you?
Yeah. I know what's up.
So, full disclaimer here. If you are listening to this show in the car with a little kid or something like that, you probably shouldn't listen to this one because we're probably going to go off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably going to be some swearing.
Listen to it after hours when the kids
probably
are in
bed. Probably going
to
be some innuendos.
Nah. Maybe.
I'll get into that. My point being is just be careful about who you're listening to this around to, because this one's for fun. This one's not informative, so don't expect anything intelligent to come out of this. Oh, maybe intelligent, but not...
NSFW.
What's NS... But what?
Not suitable for work.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Heard that acronym?
No, I've never
all
heard
the millennials
that
are using it.
That doesn't apply for me because, I mean, I have people...
You're never suitable
for work. I'm never suitable for work, and not for nothing. Work is just that. I mean, people just making poo-poo Picassos inside their cells and stuff like that. So, I mean, I deal with that on a daily basis. So,
yeah.
Everything's suitable for work for me.
Your work is not like my work.
No. I'm not exactly in an office setting. All right, so let's get into this.
Poo-poo Picasso. I just got that. Sorry.
You just got that?
Yeah, I just figured out what you were talking about.
Yeah. So
we didn't toast these guys.
No, we didn't. Let's do it. Ken, lead it.
All right. Brother, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Hold on, I'm going to put the crappy cap back on. Together, brother.
Viva! Why'd you put the cap on? Live dangerously.
Because I'm slamming it down on the table. I didn't want water to go all over this expensive hardware. Because guess who has to fix that crap?
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, see?
I'm not wicked schmont in that department.
Treat it like your own equipment.
All right. So we're going to be talking about this here, and... I mean, maybe we'll touch a little bit on Freemasonry and all that stuff.
Well, the title does anyway. Yes.
Right.
But the title only thing goes, Masonic about this entire episode so far. They came from the celestial sphere.
Yeah, taught to even the Fellowcraft degree. Mm-hmm. All right. So this comes from CBS News. UFO hearing key takeaways. What a whistleblower told Congress about UAP. So they don't call them UFOs anymore. Yeah. They're UAPs.
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah.
And also, we're reading the Cliff Notes, huh?
We're reading the Cliff Notes.
Wow, we're going right to the bottom of the barrel.
Why?
I'm just kidding. Go.
You said yourself.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to like sit here and then overdub the entire congressional hearing. Like, you don't want to hear that.
No. A former military intelligence officer turned whistleblower told House lawmakers that Congress is being kept in the dark about unidentified anomalous phenomena known as UAPs or UFOs, alleging at a hearing that an executive branch agencies have withheld information about the mysterious objects for years. No shit.
Yeah. Well, you know,
really?
It's not the first time that's been said.
No. Yeah. David Grush, who served 14 years as an intelligence officer in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. What the hell is that? I never even heard of that.
I thought he worked for the NRO too, like the National Reconnaissance Office. So it's basically the people that collate all the crap from spy satellites and you know, that kind of stuff.
Appeared before the House Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee along with two former fighter pilots who had firsthand experience with UAPs. Grush served as a representative on two House Pentagon Task Force investigating investigating UAPs until earlier this year. Sorry, I was reading ahead faster than I should have been. He told lawmakers that he was informed of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program. I mean, this is what Bob Lazar was saying since the freaking 70s.
No, yeah, there were definitely people who claimed to have worked out at Groom Lake that said the exact same thing, but it was always like, you know, they're a little mentally unstable, and they're not really, you know, maybe they worked in the clerical office doing filing or something and couldn't have possibly seen any of those things, but it was, you know, there was, like, less credibility to the people who came before this guy.
I don't know. Bob Lazar seemed pretty damn credible to me.
Yeah. There is,
and then they shit all over his life and freaking flipped his shit upside down.
Well, that's because they figured he was a little bit more than a crackpot. He was blabbing too much.
He said,
probably.
I don't know. I mean, I get we're the United States and we don't do screwed up shit, but I mean, let me be clear about that. Let me correct that. We don't do screwed up shit that is out in the public eye for everyone to see.
Right. We
have black program, like black ops program stuff where people just get clipped in the head and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
We generally abide by, even the government generally abides by the letter of the law. It's just there are also some laws in place to protect national security, right?
Yeah.
And those are usually the ones that get, used as the excuse for some of this other stuff that goes on. You know, why is a toilet seat in the White House or the Pentagon cost $10,000? Because that money's getting slushed around into programs that Congress...
That was an Independence Day movie reference.
And that's kind of like the trope that everybody uses to talk about black programs in the United States government. But yeah, it was definitely, and they mentioned it in Independence Day too. I mean, there's clear, obviously this stuff is going on, right? And it's all under the guise of secrecy. And yes, there are, you know, if you're building a new generation fighter jet or something, you don't want foreign governments, especially your enemies, to know that you're doing that or to know the specs of it. And they're using, you know, sort of those same, that same legislation around secrecy to, or they could very easily use it to cover up reverse engineering programs if they happen to find alien spacecrafts, which this guy's basically saying that we have.
Matt Remington, pretty sure most UAPs in New England are gas bubbles from Lee Swamp. So continuing on, during the course of his work examining classified programs, he said he was denied access to those programs when he requested it and accused the military of misappropriating funds to shield these operations from congressional oversight. He later said he had interviewed officials who had direct knowledge of aircraft with non-human origins and so-called biologics were recovered from craft. Obviously. Members of both parties questioned how Congress could go about investigating the remarkable allegations, a reflection of the increasing willingness by lawmakers to demand the executive branch be more forthcoming about the phenomena. We're going to uncover the cover-up, and I hope this is just the beginning of many more hearings and many more people coming forward about this, said Rep. Tim Burchett, a Republican from Tennessee. So let me, I just want to stop real quick before we continue on here. I don't know how I feel about I'll start with this. A person is rational. People are crazy sons of bitches in the mass.
What's it called? The groupthink.
The golden horde, if you will, or whatever you call it.
Yep.
They're nuts. And I'll give you a perfect example. What was it? Back in the 1950s with Orson Welles, who did the radio broadcast about War of the Worlds.
Yep, yep.
People lost their fucking minds. Like, they were stocking up on shotguns. And
because they were convinced
that they were convinced that aliens were actually coming here and flipped the fuck out.
Yep. So that tells the government right there what would actually
happen. Yeah, it tells them right there. So obviously, they're going to keep this shit quiet. If people actually were rational and logical and used their rational brain rather than their freaking emotion, we'd probably be okay. Everybody would be like, there's something. I mean, here's what I think, me personally, what's going on. And this is just my personal opinion. Again, I do not express the interest of Freemasons or Freemasons.
Especially not the Grand Lodge. They don't talk about this stuff at all.
They don't.
For good reason.
Because that's how you get voted out of office.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy. You went for senior warden?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Too bad you're crazy.
I think that was that whole situation. I think it was the 1950s or 60s. I think that was a good scenario, and that gave the government a good tempo of what the hell would happen if that happened. So I'm sure they did a study on it, and they said, if this, if there are aliens, and I'm sure at that point there was Roswell and everything else, they probably knew
already.
And I think even the whistleblower guy, and I hate the term whistleblower. I hate it. It drives me bananas. Because all I think of is that video that me and Joe shared with each other of the dude running down the stairs in his towel, and he trips, falls, and the flute rolls off and lands in his ass, and he hears, like, I hate the term whistleblower. Just say rat. Just say you're a rat fuck. That's all you get. No, I'm kidding. Oh.
The trans punctuating your
no. So anyway,
swears over here.
What I think is going on is I don't think that our government, maybe you can't speak for all government, but I don't think our government wants to keep this hidden anymore.
Well, it's expensive to keep secrets.
There's an alien here. They're coming right now.
That's Metro North.
They got a big cowbell.
Yeah, it's just Metro North.
I don't think they want to keep it a secret. I don't think they ever did want to keep it a secret. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I think it's increasingly, I mean, you know secrets. It's impossible to keep a lid on them.
Yeah.
Especially when you have such a vast thing going on. I mean, Area 51. I mean, you had, you have Roswell. It's very difficult to keep this under wraps, and it costs a lot of money shut people the fuck up about it.
That's really the problem, right? Do you know how much money it must take to operate Area 51, or even if it's, like, closed down?
And there's actually talk that there's another one, Area 54 or something like that, which is where they... Area 51 is just like the showcase now, where it's actually in a different place that... It's not even at Area 51 anymore because it's so exposed now. People go there all the time.
Yeah, but it's like there's still all kinds of physical security around that site.
Right.
It's such a huge, like, it's just acres and acres and acres, probably thousands of acres. Like, that's a lot. It takes a lot of money to keep anything going on within the border of that secret, especially when you consider, you know, anybody can go out and buy a telephoto lens and a DSLR camera and, you know, stand on a hillside surrounding the facility and see everything that's going on. Like, if you want to keep things secret nowadays, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, don't... I mean, the hell with the security and the people that are looking from the outside with, you know, high-powered cameras. Think about, like, so what they do is, I'm assuming our government, which they've... I mean, Christ, they took Nazis from Germany after World War II to start our space program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it costs a lot of money to first off, you have to go out into the profane world and you have to find people who are the smartest and greatest and brightest in their field and recruit them to come here. So A, you gotta pay them a lot of money because of their skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as engineers or
unfortunately, they were
a fucking auto mechanic for all I know. You know,
those particular Nazi scientists were so much more advanced than us because they spent all their time building rockets to kill everybody else.
Fair enough.
So they were like, well, we could, you know, skip 10, 15 years of R&D and just bring these guys in since they already know how rocket motors work.
Right. So, but not only do you have to pay them for their skill, but now you got to pay. Nice, Ken.
Yeah.
Did you wear it?
A little bit.
Did, got a hole in your chin? He took a sip of water and it literally went right down his man boobs. Right to his
came out my lip ring hole here.
But you have to pay him a lot of money to shut them up and say, listen, we're going to show you some shit and you're not allowed to say anybody. And I mean, I'm sure there's threats in there too. We'll kill your whole family. You'll swim with the fish.
They give them like it's like getting military clearance. You had to get military clearance, right? Yeah. So it's you know to get
nothing like that.
Nothing like that, right? But to get that level of clearance, I'm pretty sure they're not like threatening your family and stuff. It's just like, dude, you go to prison the rest of your life or whatever it is,
right?
That law says, you know.
But so I mean, the whole program, it costs a lot of money to keep it quiet. So I don't think our government or wants to keep it quiet. And personally, if you've noticed over the years, they've leaked a little at a time. And you had the Freedom of Information Act that started. I mean, granted, half of the shit was redacted, but they were still, they're putting it out there.
Yeah,
now they're like having congressional hearings, which, Christ, they haven't had that since the freaking, what, 80s?
Before that. Well, yeah, maybe the
80s. It's been a long time since they've had a congressional hearing about UFOs or anything. And if you notice, like, they're kind of trickling it out there amongst all the other bullshit in the media that's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, maybe that's the strategy, right?
Right.
So, because a little bit at a time, and then people don't freak the hell out.
And it's called desensitizing. It's where you drip little drabs and you desensitize somebody. So when it finally they're like, so you know when whoever the president is comes up on stage and says, yeah, there's aliens. They visited us. They're way more technologically advanced than us, and they will mash the fuck out of us. People are like, eh, we know.
No, sure he wouldn't say it in that
way. I mean, he pretty much said it in this hearing, and I'm gonna go back to them. Matt Remington. They seem to leak it when they want to distract us from something else puts on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think it's opposite. I think they leak it when there's other stuff going on so that this isn't the highlight of the story.
Right.
This kind of gets dropped in there and muddled amongst all the other mudslinging and shit that goes on in the media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's Biden this, Trump that. Yeah. It's
pandemic wars.
Pandemic war, blah, blah. Little and then at the bottom, it's like,
whistleblowers are aliens.
Like, in real small. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, literally, I read the news every once in a while. Sometimes I like knowing what's going on in the world. I read the news, and this whole thing and the alien things, they're having a congressional hearing today about aliens. I'm like, oh, cool. Let me check. That's something I want to hear. That, to me, interests me. Not the bullshit back and forth. I don't care about any of that. I'm like, cool. Let's hear about some freaking aliens. I'm waiting for Giorgio Tsoukalos to pop his face up on there with his crazy hair.
You
like
watch
Papa
the first
George.
15 minutes, and you're like...
Actually, this one actually wasn't bad. I actually watched the entire thing, and it was
did
pretty
you really?
Cool. I did. I watched the entire thing. It was freaking wild, like, hearing them going back and forth. And, I mean, hats off to, I mean, some of our congressmen are just, they come up with the stupidest goddamn questions. But everyone had intelligent, smart questions. Like, it was really good, actually. But my point being is they hit it. Like, it was
some
on,
would say it was.
It was on the news feed for one goddamn day.
Yeah.
And then the next day, poof, gone. Yeah. It went back to Tom Brady or...
Some would say the whole thing was too good, like it was choreographed.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, and this is just me, I think the military's got a iron fist around this thing. So, yeah, you're going to get a whistleblower drops it. But if you think that our congressman didn't already know about this shit, I mean, we have the Intelligence Committee. Congressmen know what the hell's going on. To me, yeah, it's probably choreographed. He was told what he can and can't say, and I firmly believe it. Mm-hmm. It's a dog and pony show. I believe that anyway. I don't think that this guy would just...
I don't think anybody would be able to be a whistleblower for states, you know, state secrets.
Well, he also
in
said
front
that
of
he
Congress
was,
and get away with it.
He like, did say he was threatened. He did say it. He goes, I've been threatened. My family's been threatened. Yep. So, do I believe that? Yeah. I'm sure they sat him down and said, listen, we're going to put one in the back of your freaking skull. Here's your transcript. This is what you're allowed to say.
Stick to
those because, and if you really think, when you watched it, there were certain things he was like, I can't talk about that. Yeah, I can't talk about that. But I can tell you this. So it was, I personally think, I mean, it's great that he came forward, but I think it was railroaded to what he can and cannot say. And I know that there's levels of security, even after you get out of your job, there's levels of security of things you still can't say.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's just national security. That's not...
It's part of what you sign up for.
It's part of what you sign up for. Yeah. So I'm going to continue reading here because this was really good. The UAP issue has gained widespread attention from Congress and the public in recent years with the release of several video recordings of the encounters, which typically show seemingly nondescript objects moving through the air at very high speeds with no apparent method of propulsion. The Pentagon's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, Christ.
That's a hell of an acronym.
Which Congress established to investigate incidents has investigated roughly 800 reports of UAPs as of May.
Damn.
While military officials said most cases have innocuous origins, many others remain unexplained. Lawmakers say the military knows more about the objects than it has disclosed to Congress. I believe it. Mm. One of the things we're talking about here is, in addition, the panel heard testimony from Ryan Graves, a former Navy pilot who's spoken out about the encountering a UAP on the training missions, and David Fravor, who spotted a large object captured in a now-famous Tic Tac video during the flight off coast of California in 2004. Have you seen that video?
I don't know which one they're referring to, but I probably have seen it and just didn't know they call it the Tic Tac video.
It's literally a little object like on his flare heads up, and it looks like a Tic Tac.
Yeah,
and they move to intercept this thing, right? Mm-hmm. So they're moving. What's an F-18 move at? Like Mach 6, 7, 5, something like that?
I don't think it's that high, but faster than Mach 2, Mach 3, something like that. Yeah, like faster than pretty much anything else that we have kicking around. I mean,
right. And what he was saying was he was just going at normal thrust, and then
cruising speed.
This thing was moving away at the same speed, and then he punched it, hit it with the afterburners, and picked up speed. And this thing matched his speed, and then was gaining distance from him. It took off from him. Like, that's incredible. There's so many videos I've seen. There's one of the Temple Mount. You ever seen that one?
No.
A little light comes down, lands right on top of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and then poof, gone.
Wow.
Freaking wild. But one of the things...
It's so easy to, like, fake footage nowadays, though. It's like you don't really know what to believe anymore. It was in
unfortunately,
some ways
yes, we
easier
have,
20 years ago.
We have CGI, yes. And that's the one problem that I have with all this is, like, now that they've done this congressional hearing, he's talking about this and everything, you're going to get freaking some dork on the computer making videos of complete bullshit, and it muddies the water of what's real and fake.
Yep.
It's kind of sad because it's...
And that's been going on since the 40s and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
People have been faking. You know,
people would take quarters and stick it on their windshield and then film it with the sun facing it so it looks like a dark object. Oh, yeah. There's so many ways to do it. I'm trying to look for where he said. So during the congressional hearing, one of the congressmen or women said, you know, what are the capabilities of this thing? And he flat out said, he's like, these things can move left to right in split seconds, miles in split seconds, and they can descend and excel into outer space within seconds. Without even a blink of an eye, he's like, they totally can.
Yeah, so propulsion systems that we can't fathom right now. We can't replicate.
So, like.
Until we reverse engineer them.
Right. Yeah, until we reverse engineer them. And even then, you know, I mean, I imagine there's some elements that we haven't even seen that are inside these crafts and stuff.
Another thing, if you're maneuvering like that, like the human body can't take that crap, right? So either whatever's flying the things would have to be resistant to G-forces.
Force field.
Right, in ways that we're not. Or...
Oh, you'd squash...
You have some way of negating, like, inertial impact on the cockpit, right? You'd have to have some way of counteracting those forces.
Well,
like a force field or something. Well, otherwise, you'd end up paced on the wall.
We were just talking about F-18s, right?
Yeah.
They move at extremely fast, Mach 3, Mach whatever the hell it is, okay? When they do their aerial moves in the sky, they actually wear...
It's a pressure suit.
And what it does is it will squeeze your legs to force the blood up to your upper body if you're in a steep climb.
Yeah, up to your brain so that you don't black out and lose control of the aircraft. It's pretty important.
Adam Brooks, we should paint George Gray and have him walk around. He's about the right size. We could fool everyone.
Won't be the first time we dressed you up and walked you around.
Nah, it wouldn't be the first time. Last time I was a fucking leprechaun.
Yeah.
Eric Williams, good morning, brothers. Got my EA back in. Congratulations. So glad you guys are back at this. Yeah, we never left. Sometimes we take vacations. Again, I've had some other things going on.
Life gets in the way. Adam Brooks here says that Joe is old enough to remember that broadcast. I believe he's referring to War of the Worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, that's 1,000% true. Joe was there. He was the cameraman. Remember when he had to pull the sheet over his head?
Well, no, this was smoke. Yeah, okay, yeah. This was a radio broadcast. So
I know.
He was the microphone guy. That's why his microphone keeps screwing up and getting interference and messing up our recordings.
Because it's from the 50s. So let's go off of this story. I've pretty much covered the gist of it. What do you think, Ken? Do you believe in aliens?
I'm one of those people that has to see data in order to really, really believe something.
Okay.
at least, you know, when it comes to these kinds of things that are under debate, like whether aliens exist and so forth. Right now, I would say I wouldn't be surprised if they had one of these hearings or if something lands on the White House lawn one of these days. I think you're probably right about, you know, the government kind of leaking things in drips and drabs just so that people don't freak out when something does eventually come. Maybe they're aware of something that's going on right now that for some reason they need to start desensitizing the public to it more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You mean like something's inbound?
Yeah, or there's just, you know, they have plans for, I don't know. I don't know what, yeah, something's inbound or, yeah, something that they're not going to be able to cover up is going to happen at a certain point. And for that reason, it, you know, it's a good thing to start getting people used to it.
Kind of harkens back to my Lost Book of Enki.
I mean, it really wouldn't surprise me, but there's other explanations for all of these things as well. So
I don't think all of it is. I don't think all of it is. I mean, we have this thing called LSD. So, I mean, people smoke it and
they don't smoke it, George.
What the fuck ever? I've never done LSD.
Neither have I, but I still know you don't smoke it.
I think they're. Let's put it this way. There, how many planets in our solar system?
Well, now it's 8.
Okay. Well, 9. Sorry.
Ooh. Neil deGrasse Tyson's going to come over here.
I don't give a fuck.
Smack you on the side of the head.
Pluto is a planet. It's been a planet.
Okay.
It's a giant sphere that's bigger than a freaking asteroid and smaller than...
It's a dwarf planet. It's a dwarf planet. For the sake of argument. All right,
but it's a fucking planet.
All right.
Moving on. So now, how many solar systems are in our galaxy?
I'm sure there's an estimate somewhere out there. Let's say 10 million.
10 million.
Probably more than that.
Okay.
A lot more.
How many galaxies are in the universe?
Oh, many.
Okay. So my point being is this. If there's 9 planets in our solar system.
Yeah, you're talking
times
about...
Times that by a million.
You're talking about a billion. You're talking about the Drake equation here.
Drake equation. Yeah. The probability that we're the only intelligent species of... I mean, think of just the Earth's ecosystem in itself. I mean, granted, the dolphins never evolved, but I mean, there are some that say that dolphins are just as smart as humans.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, my dog is smarter than... You know what I mean?
Your dog is smarter than some people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But my point is to think that we're the only... We're the only kids on the block is completely wrong. And I'm sure there are lesser species that are still, you know, bopping their females on the head and dragging them into caves. And I'm sure there's ones that are so intelligent that they're able to just fly, you know, jump in a freaking Tic Tac and zip around left, right, up, down, all over the place, whatever the hell they want.
Yep. I agree with you on that. The issue, and I think most of the criticism for the Drake equation, is that it's probabilistic, right? So you're still... saying that the probability is low that there, you know, that other planets haven't evolved intelligent life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it happens still.
No,
right?
It doesn't. No, absolutely.
So
and if you take that Drake equation, all right, now you have all these planets, you've billions and trillions of planets, okay? Now cut them basically in half because you have this area of solar system that's called the Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, well, that's part of the Drake equation. How many planets within a particular solar system have, you know, the characteristics where life could evolve.
Right. So my point is, so even half of that is still a couple billion planets that can house life.
Even if you just say, you know, our own galactic neighborhood. Look, traveling between galaxies might be, depending on what, I don't know, that's some serious sci-fi shit to go between galaxies. But even within our area, our quadrant of the galaxy, the numbers are still massive.
Yeah, that's huge. So I firmly believe that there's intelligent life out there that's better than us. Now the question becomes,
better than us or just different?
Well, that's up for debate. I mean, depending on what you look at. So now you have to. Now the question becomes, why are they coming here? And I firmly believe that UFOs, aliens, other species have been to this planet. I mean, I've read the Lost Book of Enki. You can take from that what you want. I mean, I surmised my hypothesis on that, about where humans came from and all that stuff. And check it out if you're interested in it.
Yeah, I'd say if there was a more advanced species out there and it was easy for them to travel between solar systems or around the galaxy, I would say, you know, visiting a less evolved society, right? Like humankind back before we had telescopes and global positioning systems and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
To come and check out a primitive society. So I would say if they are around, that would be when they came to check us out.
I think
it's harder to get away with it now.
Yes,
well, depending on what their level of technology is, yeah.
I mean,
if they're getting filmed by F-18 pilots, then
maybe they don't care.
Maybe they don't.
I mean, not for nothing. I mean, I'll break it down this on a more realistic. If I'm driving a Lamborghini up Route 8 at a $150, and I pass by a state trooper. Boom, who's at a dead stop, and he tries to chase me, and I know he can't catch me.
You're just gonna play with him. I mean,
you get my point, though.
I wouldn't do that, but
you wouldn't do that
if I was an alien.
If you're an alien, and you're like,
what are you gonna do?
Listen, I don't want this guy to get my fucking license plate or know my name.
Seriously,
like, so I'm gonna punch it even harder, like, push this shit up to 180. I'm gonna punch it to 180. Yeah. Get away from the state trooper. Now think of it in terms of an alien. Like, they're like, oh fuck, there's a F-18 up there.
Yeah, cool story, bro.
Catch me, motherfucker. I'm gonna punch it. They're probably laughing their ass off.
You're ascribing very George-like values onto
I'm these just aliens, making man. A point. You don't think there was an alien hanging a middle finger out the window going, fuck you, come get me.
And this is why you don't have your children listen to the show.
This is why I don't have an alien ship. But my point being is they probably don't care because they know that they're so technologically advanced. I don't give a shit if they know we're here. You know, that's up for them. Let them figure that shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, the question becomes, if there are aliens visiting our planet, why are they coming? Why do you think they're coming, Ken?
I don't know. At this point in our evolution, I have no idea. Given the crap that I see on the internet, there's really no reason an intelligent species would want to interact with us in any way. I don't know. Maybe it's observational, right? So
it's observation.
You look in the annals of sci-fi, which I do on occasion. You know, in Star Trek, it was like they had that prime directive thing, right? And they would go and seek out and find new species, right?
Yep.
And then observe them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had a very strict non-interference policy.
Make it true.
Yeah. So if you have, those are human values. That would probably be what we would do, but who knows how aliens think. But if they thought in a very similar way, then that's probably what they would be doing. They'd probably be keeping an eye on us, making sure that either we don't destroy ourselves or destroy this part of the galaxy or something.
Anyway.
I don't know. So observation would be my guess.
All right, so I agree with that. I think it's observation. And after you're observing, right, you're either going to look and just be like, look at these idiots down here freaking twerking on TikTok and whatnot. Like, you know what I mean? I think, personally, they're observing to, figure out what we are. I mean, it's no different than what we do in, like, the Aborigines, right?
Yeah,
they have they're primitive, right? Is it aborigine?
There's like there are certain tribes of aborigines, and also in the Amazon rainforest.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. We go and observe them. We don't bother them because they will cut our fucking heads off. And realistically, I'm sorry, if in my personal opinion, if aliens landed in on the roof of this building right now, people would flip the fuck out. They'd be shooting at them and everything else because they're scared. I mean, fear is a terrible factor.
Yeah.
Fear trumps, or fear will override logical thought all day, every day.
Especially if you have a group of people that are
forget it.
Yeah.
People get scared, they don't know what to do, and the first thing they want to do is fight. Why? Because we're nothing but fucking monkeys, and that's what silverback gorillas do. And they get nervous, they get cornered, just like any other animal, they get cornered, they lash the fuck out, because that's just what, we're animals, we're half monkey, regardless of what you say. You know what I mean? And that's what, it's a defense mode. Everybody gets defensive and protective of themselves when faced with a threat. Humans, I mean, if they landed at Ken's backyard, Ken would walk out and just be like, oh.
Live long and prosper.
But, I mean, you do that shit at, like, freaking Woodstock 94, like, what's going to happen? You're probably going to need everybody freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just how humans work. It's that mob mentality, just how it happens.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you want to observe, you can do so without getting anywhere near the planet, without getting filmed by F-18 fighter craft.
Right.
You could be outside of, you know, out in the freaking Oort cloud, just outside of the solar system, and record everything that's going on.
And
you could observe just through that.
I mean, all of our radio transmissions, all of our technology,
they're out there.
It goes out there.
So why?
The satellites, it goes out. Yeah. So they could be watching the show right now.
So I'm beating up my own argument here, but if you could observe by doing that, why come here?
Because
why be here?
Maybe it's a reactionary thing. Maybe they've already done that. They've observed from an Oort cloud.
Oh, yeah,
and now they're like, let's push the envelope and get a little closer and see what happens. I'm just saying.
George mentality.
Let's push the envelope.
Let's do donuts around their planet.
Let's see if these are rational. Maybe they're freaking aliens who have a federation of other alien planets, and they're just trying to bring people in. You know, bring species in to share technology and boost each other. Maybe they're
sign me up, man. Come
maybe
on.
Maybe they're so far technologically advanced that they've done all the war bullshit on their own planet. Now they're just trying to make the universe a better place. Because realistically, once you get to a point of your evolution, war doesn't really, it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's surprisingly optimistic of you, George.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you get to that so far tech. Now you're just trying to advance your species and help out. Look at a perfect example. I mean, not all people. Well, let's look at rich people. Mm. What do they do with a lot of their money? They donate it to charity, to people who don't have what they have.
Yeah, the good ones do, yeah.
The good ones do.
Yeah.
Now, we'll get into the bad ones in a minute. But the good ones, what do they do? Like, let's just say, well, I'm being optimistic that they're coming here in peace. Maybe they're just observing us because they're waiting for us to get out of our fucking monkey brains.
Right.
And actually start to do something as an entire species rather than pissing and fighting over a goddamn border in freaking Ukraine. And, you know, they're waiting for us to get out of that mentality.
Okay.
You know, stop stockpiling nuclear weapons, fighting over this, fighting over that, and actually start to be as a cohesive humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes you need a catalyst for that kind of thing, I think.
And I'm sorry. My point, you know where I'm going. Dropping into the freaking, close to the goddamn water, letting an F-18 observe you. Yeah. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's why, like, I said, maybe they're pushing the envelope. Like, all right,
hey,
these
dumbass
fuckers don't want to get along. We're going to drop in.
Yeah, you're not alone. So,
and then we're going to say, fuck,
get it together.
Get me.
Maybe they see signals, indications that we're headed for a really bad end if we don't get to that point. And maybe they're just trying to nudge us a little
bit. I mean, there's a story about a nuclear missile base that apparently something flew over and shut down the whole freaking base.
Yeah.
I think it was in North Dakota, South Dakota. You can look this shit up. I'm not lying about this. This is a story that it was a military base that housed nuclear weapons.
There were a lot
this
of them.
This plane flew, or plane, UFO, flew over the top of it and shut the whole nuclear program down. This is the United States. They just shut it down. And it, to me, if they're doing that, they're like, yeah, fuck you. We could shut your shit down, so don't be stupid and launch missiles.
Yeah.
That
could be the message.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, if I'm being optimistic here. Aliens, whatever the hell they are, the little gray guys, the tall, you know, Anunnaki bastards, whatever whatever alien comes here, the reptilians or whatever the hell, who knows if they're good, bad, or maybe they're just fucking with us to see how we're going to react.
Maybe it's all a big experiment.
Maybe it's a big experiment, yeah. But my point being is that, you know, if they were going to come, we're going to get into the hostile end of it too. I don't think, I mean, I'm being optimistic. On the bright side is, if you've traversed the universe or wherever the hell you came from and you're coming here visiting us, I mean, some people say, well, no, let's get into the hostile end of it. Let's say they're coming hostily or
Man, they could have smoked us a long time ago.
I mean, realistically, the 1700s would have been the time.
Yeah, I mean, even right now, you could just lay waste to the whole planet and be like, I mean,
I know Hollywood makes it, they're coming after our resources. There are more natural resources out in the freaking universe with nobody here.
There's nothing here they can't get out there.
Is it easier to rob a convenience store at high noon when the store's packed full of people? Or do you go there at night when there's nobody there and you take your shit?
Yeah,
well, probably easier to go at night when nobody's there and take your shit. So if you use this on the terms of they're after resources because they've exhausted it off their freaking planet, you can go to the neighboring freaking, Titan?
Yeah.
Titan? It's got the same shit we do.
A lot of it. Yeah, I mean, most of the rare earth stuff that we have here, you can get much more easily from, like, an asteroid or something like that. There's really no reason to come here unless you want, like,
gold, nickel, it's all out there.
But the other thing is, if you want any of those things, if you really did need it from here and you're suitably technologically advanced, you just come here and you take it. Right? And it's like all the, send all the tanks and armies and everything after these things, taking all these resources, they're just going to swat them away.
Yeah.
We got shields.
I don't think that they're
going to... So why bother? Why bother with all the subterfuge and
stuff? I don't think they'd be coming here for our resources.
No.
Now, here's the other part. And this is where it gets kind of dark. If they were coming here, and they're, let's say what they're doing is, rather than popping down and saying, hey, we're here, fuckers, get your shit together so you can come play with us out in the cosmos.
Mm.
They're coming here to scout our defenses. Shutting down nuclear bases, seeing what our reaction time is and how long it's going to take our planes to get to them and if we can even catch them. That could be a defensive drill. I mean, that's what you do in war. You probe the enemy's defenses. That's what
you
do in
war, but you could derive that information through a scouting program that doesn't reveal the fact that you exist, right? Like, if you do that in the military, you do it... I mean, obviously, the element of surprise is important, right?
Yeah, but I mean...
So if you can collect intelligence on an enemy without the enemy knowing that you're there or that you're doing it, wouldn't that be advantageous over?
Nah. Yes and no.
Dropping your drawers and
yes
being
no.
like,
see, all right. this is where my brain gets big. This is where I'm smart.
Oh, okay.
There's two ways to look at this. One of the ways is, I mean, the only way you can really get real data and find out what we're capable of or what an enemy's capable of is to engage them. Okay. You see what their plan is. You see what their defenses are. What are they going to do? And you do that by harassing them, dropping in on the freaking in the Pacific Ocean and saying, come get me, fuckers. And now you can see what our capabilities are firsthand rather than just watching. You know what I mean? You want to be able to see how if they can lock on to me or I can lock on to them. You play this tag game.
Okay.
Right? The other thing is, you know... If you think about it, what Sun Tzu's Art of War say? The best way to win a battle is to not fight at all. Basically, right. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
You drop into the planet, and you're letting the F-18s try their goddamn best to chase this tic-tac thing. And then you take off into space. And you do that a couple hundred thousand times. And then you have a congressional hearing where you have a guy sitting there saying, yeah, if they came here to mash the fuck out of us, we'd probably lose because they're doing crazy shit that we can't do. Mm-hmm. And you get them to surrender before there's even a fight.
Okay.
You've served
but to what end? Why?
Because they're not here for our resources. They're here for us.
To exterminate us.
I mean, shoving anal probes up your ass and getting sperm and everything else because they're studying us. They want to observe us. And maybe they want to, I don't know, carbon copy or see if they can take, DNA from us and stick it to, I don't know, some space thing and do experience. Or, I mean, realistically, slave labor.
Mate with the most attractive of the species.
let me tell you right now, if that was the case, I mean, I would, they wouldn't have to so come into the bedroom to snatch me out. I'd be knocking on the door of the aircraft with my pants already off, like, let's do this! Just booshkadoo swing. See, I told you don't have your kids. Listen,
Jesus
just,
Christ.
Just swinging in the breeze. Like, let's do this.
I opened this door.
Yes, you did.
Never should have done it.
I'm just saying. I mean,
All right, I'm going to proceed under that assumption. They just want to mate with the strongest of the species. So.
I'm just making a point that there's not too many Marines
on the
planet that'd be like, yeah, no, don't do this. I feel violated. It's not going to happen. Marines are going to be lined up taking numbers. You're going to have one of those like deli roll things. Number 44. Number 48. Anyway, getting off the rails. My point being is, though, they could be coming here for us. Slave labor, perfect example.
Yeah, and there's been plenty of science fiction, pop culture type stuff where that was a tack that they took.
That is our human brain comprehending why you would want to be here, because that's what humans have done throughout fucking history, all the way from ancient Rome. What'd they do? Romans went in, they conquered Eritrea or whatever the hell they did, or what's the Thrace? They went and conquered it. They enslaved every son of a bitch, and they brought them back to Rome, and they built buildings with them.
Cheap labor.
Yep. Cheap labor. You don't got to pay them, and when they're done, done. That could be the reason why they're coming here. I don't think so, though.
I choose to think that if you get to that level of technology, you got there by evolving past that, the need for that kind of nonsense. I would hope. But again, I mean, personally,
this is my opinion. Right, I don't think that's the case. Here's why.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
What do you... If you have that much technology...
Is that your robot impression?
That was a robot.
Jesus Christ. Okay, continue.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't mimic your voice.
But do you think that's how we all sound?
But my point is, your Terminator is different. My point is, though, if you're that technologically advanced that you can fly a tic-tac left, right, up, down, straight, in a matter of freaking seconds, you probably can do some sort of technology. You could probably build a robot. I mean, realistically, these little tic-tac sons of bitches that are coming here to the planet, they're probably drones, too.
Okay, good point, yeah.
So, in a sense, they're not technically coming down here. They're just sending their little things.
Yeah. I mean, if you have that level of technology, why even put, like, one of your species at risk?
Because there's a George. There's a George in every species. I'm sorry. There's a George.
Yeah, there's going to send George. Fuck the George alien.
Even though, like, they'll start the briefing, like, all right, so today we're going to... Fucking I'll do it. I'll do it. I volunteer. It's me.
We need someone to go down and mate with the strongest of their species.
I'm in. Do it. I'm in. Let's do this.
Oh, I knew this was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I told you this was going to be an off the rails one. These are fun ones, though. I like doing these episodes because you don't have to think much. You just say random shit. And, you know what always fascinated me, though, was the crop circles. And I'm not talking about the bullshit high school kids out there with two ropes and a freaking... I'm talking about like the really, really intricate ones that are like
inexplicable ones. Yeah.
And I mean, in my opinion, they're codes.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have broken down things in a binary. And they've broken down in binary and actually found out that they said things. And
I mean, you can find a pattern in anything, but like, again, what would be the purpose of doing that? Like,
well, I mean,
sky art, like why, if you needed to
communication,
if you need to communicate with humankind and you're,
no, I don't think they're communicating
that
with humankind.
Advanced. Well, what are they communicating with?
Other species that may be, or other aliens that are coming down here. Like, let's check out these people. I'll just give an example. Okay. So first off, we were talking about
just like marking a random cornfield. Like that one's mine.
No, in a sense, yes, but no. Okay. But so I believe that there's probably more than just the gray aliens. They're just the ones that happen to come here more frequently.
Oh, now we're getting really
Jonesy here. Right. Carl Sagan or somebody said somebody was saying that there's like multiple different species of aliens.
I don't think that was Carl Sagan.
Oh, whatever. I remember who
it was. A very respected scientist. Oh, yeah.
There was a scientist who was saying that, you know, he believes that there are multiple different species of extraterrestrials that come here. I firmly believe it.
Sure. Okay.
So, what is the best way if you've laid claim to... All right. Let me break this down in the best way. You bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
Not better yet. I'm trying to think of a better example. You have a two-family house in addition to your own house.
Okay. A rental property.
You have a rental property.
Yep.
I'm trying to do this the best I can. And there's people living in this rental property.
Yes.
Okay. So how do you let everybody know that you are the landlord of this land and you own this house?
Public records.
Public records. Okay. But I'm talking about visually. What would you do? You'd put a sign out in the front of it that says...
Square and compasses on the top.
You would put a private property, stay the fuck off my lawn.
Yeah.
Okay. What if that's what they're doing? What if that's what all the signs are for other alien species when they come down, they're like, oh, shit, somebody already laid claim to these fuckers. All right, we got to go.
Two reasons.
Okay.
One, there's probably much more permanent ways to indicate your ownership of something.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Two, about a week later, that shit's all overgrown. Any alien that comes is not going to see it anyway.
Well, I mean, yes and no, because they're finding out that after these crop circles are done, when they cut down the crops and they go to replant over the top of it, the plants are coming out all retarded. No pun intended, but like they're coming out
their
all...
growth is retarded.
The growth is, yes. Yeah, okay. It's either doesn't grow or it grows exponentially. So in a sense...
You still see the pattern.
It's still there.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, you know, well...
I'm just saying, like, it's a permanent radioactive... I mean, they go to these things and they're...
I mean, you could also just put... And look, if you have, like, all the technology in the universe, it's like, are you going to use it to carve up somebody's crops? Or are you going to drop a tiny little microscopic thingy in orbit around the planet that just broadcasts out, this is mine?
Because we can see that. And we can knock it out of the sky.
A tiny little micrometeorite-sized thing that's orbiting the plane. Yeah. Or just put a regular-sized satellite up there and cloak it. I mean,
There's an awful lot of space trash up there, too.
Exactly. You could easily put something up there and nobody would ever know. Nobody would ever know. You could have a whole observational satellite up there and make it look like trash and nobody would ever know about it.
Yeah, I mean...
There's a lot more room up there than you think.
Oh, I believe it.
So that versus, you know, peeing on somebody's lawn to mark your territory. I don't buy the argument, man.
So what do you think? Let's just hypothetically, aliens are coming here. What are they coming here for? What's your opinion on this?
Me.
Coming for you?
Yeah. And I'm ready now. I don't know. If
they're coming in peace, or you think they're coming to mash the fuck out of us?
So, as far as I'm concerned, that's like a coin flip, right? From a probability standpoint, I choose to believe that somebody who got to the point where they can move between galaxies and have some reason to come and visit a species that's clearly not as technologically advanced as they are wouldn't be doing it for aggressive reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But again, that's my own human psychology there. Who the hell knows
how these things think? I don't think they're coming hostile. I really don't. I mean, granted, there's still another way to look at it is humans in the anthill. Perfect example. Mm-hmm. We're walking. We're just walking about our day, and we step on an anthill and kill a whole colony of ants. I mean, I know not stepping on, or better yet, beehive. We use the beehive mentality. You're walking around your house, and there's a big freaking beehive in the corner. You're like, ah, beehive! You know what I mean? Bees aren't bothering you, but what do? You run in the house, you get your can of Raid, and you freaking nuke them on the side of the house. So Ken looks like he's trying not to blow his cover as an alien. But
I'm
sweating
under this hat right now.
You look at it that way, too, in the human. I mean, granted, yes, we're using our human brain, that we are more advanced than, say, bees. But you walk by a beehive, you see them there minding their own business, but you don't want the beehive in the corner of the crook of your freaking house, so what do you do?
And you fear them.
So what do you do?
And it's probably an irrational fear, because you could probably just be chilling in your house.
Most bees don't give a fuck.
Except
yellow. Most bees don't give a fuck about humans, except for yellow jackets. Fuck yellow jackets.
Yeah, yellow jackets are little...
Those are spawns of Satan's ass. Like,
stripey nopes.
Oh, they're useless. They don't do shit. They serve no purpose.
I got stung by a lot of them when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're nasty bastards, too. A lot of them. But my point being is, the same mentality may be for aliens. They pass by our planet, they're like, oh, it's a nice planet. Fuck these people.
It's a nice planet. Fuck these people.
I'm just saying, they spray us a Raid. Why? We're there. And we just happened to cross paths with them.
Yeah.
There's always the possibility. I mean, we're using our primitive brains as humans, thinking that way. Perhaps a more advanced species would just be like, oh, humans, fuck them. They ain't bother anybody. Leave them alone.
I choose to believe in this increasingly hypothetical scenario where aliens do actually exist and they're more technologically savvy than us, that they would be non-hostile, non-aggressive.
I don't think they would be hostile. You know what I really think, though?
It's my belief and hope.
It's my belief that they will come non-hostily. But you know what will happen? They're still going to mash the fuck out of us.
Because we'll do something stupid.
God,
like attack them.
Damn right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Humans are
going
to fuck it up. Humans are going to fuck it up. And again, please, this is all for comedy. Please, don't take this as me making fun of anybody.
Yeah,
but there's going to be some redneck from freaking North Cackle Africa, freaking North Carolina. We call it North Cackle Africa.
Okay. I've never heard that one before.
Because it's flat and there's nothing.
Okay.
Over on the seaside. But anyway, there's going to be somebody from North Carolina or Nebraska and be like, we don't want them species around her. And boom, he's going to shoot a gun off at him and it's going to start. Because people are irrational, stupid human beings.
So there are a lot of dumb people out there, but I would think those dumb people, even in large groups, would not have any way of doing anything that would really cause any harm to a technologically superior alien race. I don't think, like, you know,
were you around in 2019 or were you just hiding in your basement bunker to avoid COVID?
2019,
yeah, mm-hmm. When people were just burning cities down for no goddamn reason.
Oh, people burn cities for no goddamn reason. But I don't,
what do you
think
think's gonna stop them from taking a pot shot at an alien?
You think one of those Tic Tac things that can,
it's gonna be some asshole,
move at like relativistic velocities?
I'm saying,
like,
if
a
they
bullet's gonna do anything.
I'm saying
to
if
it?
They hovered, they landed, they popped out and said, there's gonna be some asshole back. I need to put that head on my wall. Boom.
Yeah. Well, I also
taking the fisherman photo. You know what I mean? Where they're holding the fish.
Right. So also, they would have done their homework.
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
They know what the species is capable of. They have to know that there's always the threat of, like, somebody going off the rails and doing something dumb like that. So I would hope that they would do something to protect themselves from it. And if it did end up happening and we caused them some kind of harm, that they wouldn't take it so personally as it would start a war.
I'd
just be like, wow, these guys are stupid. We knew that. We've been watching their broadcasts for like the last 70, 80 years. That's on us.
They get come down. They're standing there for the turn and freeze. Boom! Dude's head gets blown off next to him. And they turn around and go, fuck it, never mind. And leave.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now we're assed out both ways.
Like, I think that's more likely. Or they just say, you guys aren't ready yet kind of deal. Not, hey, we're going to exterminate your entire species because you took a shot at one of us. But who knows? Who knows how these things
happen? I mean, if you're looking at it in human stance, there was a whole first world war that got started because Archduke Ferdinand took one in the face.
Mm.
Just making a point. That was one guy.
Yeah.
One guy got shot in the face. And next thing you know, the Huns are attacking. Not the Huns. What are they called?
The Kaiser's army?
Kaisers, thank you. The Kaiser.
Oh, no. The Kaiser is, like, in charge.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like,
his army. I don't remember what the, I mean, they called them the Huns.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That was like a
pejorative
term.
Not the Huns.
Like,
yeah. But I'm saying, Germany started going after France, and England got involved. Lusitania's get sink. Hitler comes to rise. And next thing you know, you have another war after one guy got shot in the face and ultimately led to two world wars. Just saying, it's always a possibility.
Yeah. Well, we can't really ascribe our own human psychology onto
aliens
we haven't met yet, because who knows how the hell they think. And that's the scary part. That's why everything's a coin flip that we're talking about right now.
Oh, I know.
Are they hostile or are they going to be benevolent? I don't know. Could be either way. Aggression could be the only thing they know. Their entire society could revolve around it. But if that were the case, they would have already smoked us a long time ago and done whatever the hell they wanted. Take the resources,
live
in our houses, whatever. They could have just done it.
Maybe it's just like a, you ever play the game Mass Effect?
No, never played that one.
They had these things called the Reapers, and they would wait till, like, all the species got to a certain level of evolution, and they would come and just kill them all. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for us to get to a point where
that's another common sci-fi trope.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe they're waiting until us to, like, finally traverse space and then just going to come down and just shit soup. Just mash the hell out of us because, they're getting a little too strong. They could challenge us. Fuck them.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know. I'm pretty optimistic, though.
I hope that's not the case.
I don't know. Or maybe it's like in the freaking movie, what was that? With Keanu Reeves. Was that?
There were a lot of Keanu Reeves.
Wasn't War of the Worlds. It was the other one.
A Keanu Reeves movie.
It was a Keanu Reeves movie where he came down. He was an alien, and he said that humans were basically wrecking the planet. We're ruining the planet, and we didn't deserve it anymore. And
he was
good. The day the Earth stood still.
That's a very old story. That's not.
But that's what the premise was: is that mankind was destroying the planet, which, let's be real, we kind of are. This alien said, "Yeah, basically, you're killing off all the other species of animals on the planet, and we're gonna wipe you fuckers out." I mean, it's really not a incorrect premise. I mean, God said it to Noah in the freaking Bible.
No, I've never seen the new remake of this. So Keanu Reeves actually played Klaatu in this.
Yeah, it was good, too. It was a good one.
I'll have to
I actually enjoyed it.
That's definitely going on my watch list.
Along with Super Troopers that you still haven't seen. Shit.
Super Troopers, actually, I did see eventually. Euro Trip, I never saw.
Euro Trip was funny, too.
Yeah, Super Troopers, I couldn't deal with your berating anymore, so I did actually watch that movie.
Good morning, OpenX. Matt Remington, the assassination of our Duke Franz Ferdinand proves 380 is still a viable caliber.
Was that what they used, a 380?
Jesus Christ, I think so, yeah.
Wow, that's a bit of trivia history there. That
380, that means it's an American-made gun.
No, 380 was original. I don't know.
Because in the Europe, they used the millimeter!
Yeah, I know that. Well, there's always a millimeter caliber
equivalent.
Right. So, you know, some of these are actually used or developed in actually European countries as well as North American countries. I don't know the provenance of that round, though. I'll have to look that up.
What do you think, Kenny? Think we put a fork in aliens?
I think we've gone completely off the rails.
That was my point.
Completely.
That's off what the rails. My point was.
This was fun, though.
Next, we'll have to do an AI one because
this really did sound like an after lodge discussion.
Yeah,
everybody's just having a beer. What do you think about it? Yes. You think aliens exist?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, I like when we do these episodes sometimes. Like you, again, don't get me wrong. I love masonry. I love talking about masonry and showing people the light. But sometimes it's like.
Can't talk about it all.
Can't talk about it all the time. And sometimes, like, you know, I like just going off the freaking rails and having a good time and cracking stupid jokes and talking about, you know, having sexual intercourse with aliens. And
that's the best kind of intercourse, if you ask me. Oh, we're gonna get so many strongly worded listeners.
I'm sure. I was listening to this with my children on the way to Disney World. Yeah, I was listening to this with my children in Disney World, and. You guys need to figure out what the profane world is.
Mickey got all angry.
I'm not gonna elaborate on that one, but I got a little bit.
And we try to reserve all of our really craziness for like one episode every so often. That's what we've been trying to do.
Yeah.
Right? When we try to keep everything clean for most of the Masonic discussions, somewhat, except when George forgets that rule.
Yeah.
And then we have one of these crazy. So from now on, if you see any of these like off the rails episodes where we're talking about alternative universes or something like that, assume that that's going to be not suitable for work. That's our official disclaimer.
I mean, if we know we're going to go off the rails, I'll make an announcement
before. Full alien tentacles. Oh, I didn't even notice
that.
I saw myself on the delay here, yeah.
Hell yeah on the AI podcast. Yeah, we need to cover that because, I mean, realistically, AI is becoming a...
I have some experience in this area as a software engineer.
Yeah, we'll need to talk about that. You'll need to explain it a little bit better to me because when I think AI, the first thing I think of is Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. If that's what AI is, Skynet and all that stuff.
We're not there yet.
But is that AI?
It is. Class of it. I've actually got a really good presentation that I gave to some folks at my job. I think I'll rehash that for radio listening so we don't have to have a PowerPoint and stuff. And I think it would actually be a pretty good explanation of AI. And then we could jump off from there. Our own off the
rails. Yeah, we need to do AI because at some point.
I mean, it's a big deal now.
At some point.
Generative AI is like all the rage.
I mean, realistically, at some point. It's going to hit Freemasonry, too.
Yeah.
It'll be incorporated in the lodge somehow, some way, some form.
They'll build it in the Grand View or something.
They'll build it in the Grand View where, you know, freaking computers will be giving us lectures about life and shit.
Yeah, instead of asking the secretary or the chaplain to, like, quote something from the Grand Lodge rules and regs, you just ask the Mason AI in the corner, and it'll be like, beep, boop, beep.
Yeah.
The great lights must be on for the end of the apprentice degree. Yeah, and then you just do whatever it says.
Yeah. It's a scary concept. I mean, nobody's ever seen the movie I, Robot.
Yes, I have. That's also read the
fucking AI right
read the
there.
Asimov book that it was loosely based on.
Yeah, that's AI right there.
Yeah.
Where it, you know, you give it directives as humans and it manipulates it, turns it, and comes up with its own thing. Oh, yeah. Well, you humans can't protect each other anymore because you're killing each other, so we're going to do it for you.
Yeah.
And they put everybody on lockdown.
Skynet. Or you build a limited AI thinking that you can control it, and then it attains sentience and.
Which is going to happen because computers are smarter than humans now.
Yeah, so there are concerns there, but hopefully I can put some of them to rest on our next episode.
Yeah, EMPs.
No. you EMP everything. I'm out of a job. Don't do that. We're not there yet. Everybody calm down. Worry about the aliens. Don't worry about AI.
All right. Let's be done. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. I know we went off the rails. Didn't really talk about masonry too much, but...
It's all right. We had fun.
We had fun.
Hopefully you did, too.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
So, I was trying to think of something clever. Something along the lines of...
I'll wait.
What?
I said, I'll wait.
Well, I had something on deck, but I'm like, no, let's not go with that.
Okay.
Well, I'll just say... For the Freemasons Podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Mudrick signing off.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, friends.
Don't probe me.